Welcome in I Like to Movie Movie.
Hi everybody, it's Ibamar and welcome to
I Like to Movie Movie.
It's 9 a.m. and as every week we are going to talk about the cinematographic news. First, let me introduce our guest of the week, Adrien, Anthony and Louis.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Our three guests will give their impression of their favorite movies of this year 2015 and then say a few words about the most anticipated movies for the coming months. But right before passing the floor to our first guest, let's talk about the movie of the year, the most expected one, which is, of course, Star Wars The Force Awakens. Less than a month before its release, and much has been written about it. The seventh episode of the iconic saga is scheduled to be premiered in Los Angeles on December 14th and will be released in most European countries on December 16th.
I was raised to do one thing, but I've got nothing to fight for.
Nothing will stand in our way. I will finish what you started.
Stories about what happened.
It's true. All of it. The dark side. The Jedi.
It's calling to you. Just let it in.
So it will be the logical continuation of Star Wars 6, The Return of the Jedi, which has been released more than 30 years before. Advance ticket sales began these past 2 weeks, and because of the strong demand, most of selling tickets website just crashed. The movie also has broken a record of the most pre-sales, with more than 6.52 million worth of IMAX ticket sales, while the old record barely reached a million. The Force Awakens takes place 30 years after the event of Return of the Jedi, and features new main character, Finn, Rey and Poe, that will follow their adventure. I prefer not to tell you more about, just grab a ticket and be ready for the rendezvous of the year. Now, let's see what our guests just thought about movie of this year, which one they've preferred and why. Adrien, we will start with you.
We've seen a lot of very good movies this year, so it has been a hard choice, but I guess that my favorite movie of this year is The Martian, which has been released a few weeks ago. I've been waiting for it for a few months, and the least I can say is that I've not been deceived at all. Adapted from Andy Weir's book and directed by Ridley Scott, The Martian is the story of Mark Watney, perfectly played by Matt Damon, who is left as dead on Mars during a mission after a violent storm. On a planet where nothing grows, he has to do everything to survive until someone comes to save him. Punctuated with funny notes, the movie will also immerse you in Mark Watney's situation in a way that makes you almost feel what he feels. But first, let's listen to a little extract.
Now, you can either accept that, or you can get to work.
This will come as quite a shock to my crewmates, and to NASA, and to the entire world. But I'm still alive. Surprise. Here's the rub. It's going to be 4 years for another mission to reach me. And I'm in a hab designed to last 31 days. So I gotta make water and grow food on a planet where nothing grows. But if I can't figure out a way to make contact with NASA, then none of this matters anyway.
We've got an incoming message.
Mein Gott.
Mark Watney's still alive.
In your face, Neil Armstrong.
In the vein of Interstellar, The Martian is an awesome movie of innumerable delightful moments. Ridley Scott is really talented, and you can see it in this movie. If you haven't seen it yet, I guess it's still in the movie theaters, so do not hesitate and go watch it.
I've heard a lot about this movie, but I haven't seen it yet. But it looked quite interesting. I think I should watch it soon. Anybody got something else to add, Lewis?
Well, I didn't see the movie, but some say that it's more about how to save a guy that is surviving on Mars and not how to really survive.
Well, I do not totally agree with them. The movie is really focused on Mark Watney. Of course, you see how NASA tries to help him, but that did not seem too long for me.
Okay, now let's see which movie of 2015 Anthony is going to talk about. We listen to you.
Thank you, Ibama. Well, The Martian sounds indeed to be a great movie, but in my opinion, the best movie of that year is definitely American Sniper from Clint Eastwood. The movie, released in February 2015, is based on the real life of Chris Kyle, a former Navy SEAL who lived a tragic ending. Chris Kyle was deployed 4 times in Iraq and is known as the most lethal sniper in the US Army. He was therefore nicknamed the Legend, also the Devil of Ramadi. I must admit I was surprised, but Bradley Cooper embodies perfectly the complex character of Chris Kyle, and Clint Eastwood really produced a masterpiece. In his movie, he took the decision to describe a hero while denouncing the horrors of war. Well, to conclude, this movie gathers everything I like. This is a perfect blend of drama and action, and it is both beautiful and terrible. So, if you haven't seen it, buy the Blu-ray.
I totally agree with you. I think Eastwood did it well by presenting at once Chris Kyle as a hero and an anti-hero. Let's listen to a little abstract.
Hold on, I got a woman and a kid 200 yards out, moving towards the convoy. Her arms aren't swinging, she's carrying something. Yeah, she's got a grenade, she's got an RKG Russian grenade. She's saying to the kid?
You say a woman and a kid?
You got eyes on this? Can you confirm?
Negative. Your call.
They fry you if you're wrong.
So, what did you think about this movie, Luis, Adrian?
I couldn't agree more with Anthony. This movie is a masterpiece. I guess that's the only movie I've seen where people actually stayed until the end of the credits.
Okay, and now for the last movie of 2015, we will end up with you, Luis. Tell us a little about Irrational Man.
Yeah, it's a movie directed by Woody Allen. It tells the story of Abe Lucas, played by Joaquin Phoenix, a philosophy professor that is depressed, alcoholic and punchy, but sufficiently famous to make his arrival to a little campus in Rhodes Island quite an event. Among others, he kindled the interest of Jill, played by Emma Stone, his most brilliant student, that becomes quickly fascinated by our professor.
There's a difference between a theoretical world of philosophy bullshit and real life.
I haven't been able to perform in nearly a year.
He's just fascinating because he's brilliant, but he's a sufferer.
Blocked. I can't write because I can't breathe.
You need a muse. You're so damn interesting and different.
But Abe has no taste for life and sentimental intrigues and kind of rejects his suitors in the first time. But one day he rediscovers this taste when he begins to plan the perfect crime that can get back his action potential.
What's going on with this table?
It was at this moment that my life came together.
I'm completely lost.
Justin, I can't go on seeing you anymore.
I want to apologize for all the trouble I've caused.
Okay, so what are we talking about here? Morality? Choice? Aesthetics?
From here, he sees his crime as a way to get the Earth rid of a harmful person, and definitely not at the bad scene. This idea of an altruistic crime is inspired by Crime and Punishment, a novel by the Russian writer Dostoevsky. In this book, the main character that committed a similar crime finally feels so guilty that he becomes like mad and denounces himself. But in Woody Allen's movie and also Abe Lucas, the professor, they are more cynics. The passage to the punishment is only a question of coincidence and not of guiltiness. So, of course, this movie talks about philosophy, but I think that there is more philosophy in the story of Abe than in the dialogues of the characters. And it may be the main reproach I would make to the film. The dialogues, and that is surprising for Woody Allen's movie, are a bit less intelligent and funny than usual. For example, they didn't make Abe Lucas as brilliant, fascinating, and incisive as he's supposed to be. What the movie says, and that's where it is interesting, is how everybody uses philosophy and rules of morality to his advantage, when it helps us to justify in the eyes of ourselves and of everybody. Abe Lucas uses his intelligence to manipulate and to cover his tracks when he's pursued for his crime, but also to present it as moral, knowing that it helps him to stay alive and that it gives him back some willpower. So the Irrational Man is a very good movie, but also a cynic one, quite in the way of Match Point, one of his greatest movies. Enough destabilizing to embarrass a part of the movie theater and to make the other part find the movie kind of funny. I know that not everyone will like it, because the movie received quite a bad reception, I don't understand why, and some even found the movie boring. Well, I think that we have here a great movie, maybe Allen's best, since Midnight in Paris.
Well, we've just finished with the best movies of 2015 among our three guests, but we aren't done yet. Now take a look at the anticipated movie of 2016. There is so many blockbusters that will be released the next year, like Batman vs. Superman, Avatar 2, and much more. Let's see which movie our guests are expecting for. Who wants to start? Maybe you, Anthony?
Yeah, why not? So, one of the movies I'm waiting for in 2016 is Creed. For the others who know Rocky, it's actually the spin-off. So the movie is focused on a new character, Adonis Johnson, who is no one else but the son of Apollo Creed. So the young Adonis, played by Michael B. Jordan, works on his father's feet, but for that he will be trained by Rocky Balboa himself. The scenario is quite simple, a bit déjà vu, but it works, and I expect a great boxing movie. It is announced to be released in January in France, so be there.
And do you have the exact release date for this movie?
No, I have no idea, but I do know it's actually on screen in the US.
Okay, no way I can miss it. I'll be there. And you, Adrian, which movie are you waiting for this next year?
As you said, there are many good movies playing, so again, it has been a hard choice, but the movie I chose for 2016 is Crowded Room, which is a biopic about Billy Milligan, a man with 24 personalities. Each one fight to control Bill, who will stay in prison for kidnapping and raping three women, but was acquitted because of his madness. Announced to be released in 2016, we don't know a lot about it yet. All we know is that the role of Billy Milligan will be played by Leonardo DiCaprio. This role suits him more than everyone else. I'm sure that this movie will be a piece of art, so there is no way I can miss it.
Oh, a new DiCaprio movie. Interesting. I still don't understand how he couldn't win an Oscar, but never mind. And you, Luis, what's your impression about the upcoming movies of 2016?
Well, if I had to talk about a movie that I'm really waiting for, it would it would probably be The Hateful Eight, the new movie of Quentin Tarantino. The story takes place a few years after the American Civil War. Eight typical characters of a Western, a bounty hunter, a sheriff, a hangman, a Confederate general, but also hateful characters, are stuck together by a snowstorm and will have to cohabit and fight together, but yet not without betraying each other. I really liked Tarantino's previous movie, Django Unchained, that was funny and effective with a great soundtrack. It will be the occasion to find by great actors such as Samuel L. Jackson, Tim Roth. However, the movie almost never existed because one of the scenarios Tarantino wrote and selected was revealed before the beginning of the shooting, and that discouraged Tarantino. But now the movie is ready and it's out in France on January 6.
Tarantino, what a good realizer. I really appreciate most of his movies. I think I will watch it when it will be released. Anybody have something else to tell?
Yes, I do. Tarantino is, without any doubt, a very good realizer, but I didn't like each one of his movies. For example, I loved Pulp Fiction and Inglourious Basterds, but I really did not like Kill Bill, so I don't know what to expect when he announces a movie. However, I'll probably watch it.
All right, now you've got a little preview of the upcoming movie for 2016. It's definitely the end of our chronic. We hope that you have spent a good time with us. Thanks to all our listeners, and see you next week, same day, same hour, for more news about cinema. Have a good day, folks.